Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, November 23rd, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple last week announced a new self-service repair program that will allow customers to access parts and documentation necessary to complete common iPhone repairs at home. Apple is planning to roll out this program in the United States in early 2022, and ahead of that launch, additional details of the program have now emerged. Apple's announcement of the self-service repair program last week was sparse on the details, but a new leaked memo offers a few tidbits that weren't previously known. Unsurprisingly, the memo confirms that Apple will make documentation and repair manuals available on the Apple Support website. This is where Apple currently houses details about troubleshooting, so it makes sense to also put documentation about repairs here as well. Secondly, and perhaps more interestingly, the memo says that Apple will team up with an unspecified third party to operate its online parts and tools store. This is similar to what Apple already does for existing Apple authorized service providers who order parts and tools, so it seems like the company is planning to extend this program to also support individuals looking to buy parts and tools for repairs. At launch, the self-service repair program will allow users to complete common iPhone 12 and iPhone 13 repairs on their own. This will include things like battery swaps, camera replacements, and screen repairs. And in the future, Apple says it will expand this program to cover Apple Silicon-powered Macs and additional iPhone repairs. Again, the program will launch in the U.S. in early 2022, followed by other countries throughout the rest of the year. In other news today, Tile, the popular company focused on tracking devices similar to AirTag, is being acquired by another tracking company called Life360. The companies announced the deal on Wednesday evening amid growing competition with AirTag. Tile is being acquired for $205 million by Life360, and the deal is expected to be completed in the first quarter of 2022. Tile will continue to operate as its own independent company, but Life360 expects that the deal will increase the global footprint for both companies. Essentially, the deal will allow Tile item trackers to tap into Life360's network for locating lost devices. In fact, Life360 estimates that the deal will grow the Tile network by over 10 times, helping it better rival the Find My network that Apple's AirTags can tap into. But ultimately, whether or not Tile and Life360 are able to take on AirTag with this new partnership remains to be seen. Rounding out today, Apple is delaying support for storing ID cards in the Apple Wallet application until 2022. The company first announced this feature at WWDC in June, initially promising that it would be released in late 2021. But as some of us suspected might occur, this release date has now been pushed into 2022. The feature was announced by Apple Pay Vice President Jennifer Bailey at WWDC. Bailey explained that this is the final thing that Apple needs to add to the wallet app to let you be fully free of your physical wallet. She also said that the TSA is working to enable airport security checkpoints as one of the first places you'll be able to use your digital ID. Essentially, the feature will work just as Apple Pay currently works, allowing you to authenticate with the wallet app by tapping your iPhone on a reader. Then in September, Apple published a new press release touting the first U.S. states that would adopt digital wallet support for IDs. These states included Arizona, Connecticut, Georgia, Iowa, Kentucky, Maryland, Oklahoma, and Utah. But now, Apple has updated its iOS 15 feature overview website to say that support for storing your ID in the wallet application is now coming in early 2022. The company has not provided any more specific information on when it will be released. The delay isn't necessarily surprising. iOS 15.2 is currently in beta testing, and it does not include support for storing digital IDs in Wallet, so Apple's time was running out to meet this end-of-year deadline. Additionally, delays are to be expected with these types of features, because Apple is working on a state-by-state basis with individual governments and agencies. In an ideal world, this feature will ultimately be worth the wait, as it will let you ditch your physical wallet for an entirely Apple Pay solution. But unfortunately, there is still just a lot we don't know about when this feature will be released and how it will work. That wraps up another episode of 9-to-5 Mac Daily. We will be off tomorrow through the end of the week for Thanksgiving here in the United States, but we'll be back on Monday, November 29th for a full week of Apple news. In the meantime, you can find all of the latest Apple news, Black Friday deals, and so much more on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of Apple news.